Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Trump got tricked by five-year-old footage and is now deploying the military. This video is brought to you by Surfshark. All right, I have a wild story to report for you all. It is becoming increasingly clear that Donald Trump is essentially declaring war on Portland and mobilizing the military into the city based off of misleading footage that he saw on Fox News. Not intelligence reports, not the people around him, but Donald Trump is repeatedly falling for both AI, fake footage, and misleading footage. Let me just start it off by saying this. There is no reason to send the military into Portland, into Chicago, into LA, into any of the cities that Donald Trump has been targeting over the past 3 or 4 months. This is purely a flex of executive power. With that being said, I want to break down this article from techdirt.com that I will link in the description below because it's quite interesting. Just to lay the groundwork, you have to know that Donald Trump tweeted out a few days ago, at the request of Secretary Kristi Noem, I am directing Secretary of War Pete Hegseth to provide all necessary troops to protect war-ravaged Portland and any of our ICE facilities under siege from attack by Antifa. Notice how he frames that. He's quote-unquote protecting Portland by sending the military in there. It's kind of like how Putin says he's just protecting Ukraine when he effing invades it. Donald Trump then said today at Quantico, Virginia, that we're essentially at war. Our cities are at war with our own government. And then he posted a few weeks ago an AI photo of Chicago being invaded by the quote-unquote Department of War. This brings me on to this article. It reads, Tim Cushing had a great story yesterday about Trump's bizarre declaration of war on Poland, threatening to deploy the U.S. military against a city experiencing nothing more than some tame protests. But the most alarming detail emerged later. In a conversation with Oregon's governor, Tina Kotek, Trump admitted he had no idea what was actually happening in Portland. He said, quote, I spoke to the governor. She was very nice, Trump said. But I said, well, wait a minute. Am I watching things on television that are different from what's happening? My people tell me different. They are literally attacking and there are fires all over the place. It looks like terrible. Read that again, it says. The president of the United States, who has access to better intelligence than anyone on earth, is moving to deploy military forces against American citizens in American cities based on what he just saw on TV. Remember, during the 2020 election, he kept saying that the election had to have been stolen because he saw it on MAGA media or MAGA TV. That is literally just Fox News or Newsmax. He was watching stations that were spreading illegal lies about election fraud and using that to stir up a coup. To make matters even worse, we know for a fact that Donald Trump has been posting fake AI videos on his Truth Social. This one is so disgusting that I don't even want to play it. I'm going to play like 3 seconds of it. Donald Trump posted an AI video of something called a med bed. It is supposed to be a magical medical bed that can cure any sickness, but it's fake. And it's a fake video of him signing it into law with his daughter-in-law reporting it. Like, what in the North Korea? This is all fake. This is all AI. This says, I remember when Joe Biden got tricked by an AI video of himself announcing a miracle cure bed for every disease all at once. Oh, wait, that was Trump this morning. And this article points out Trump just promoted one of the nation's cruelest conspiracy theories, and then he deleted it. Donald Trump posted a video of a conspiracy theory that gives people a lot of hope that their sickness can be fixed, and then he straight up deleted it. On top of that, Donald Trump then posted a vulgar AI video. In this vulgar AI video, it says, it's not from a disturbed 12-year-old, it's from the President of the United States. Man, people used to say that Twitter isn't real life, but it feels like Twitter is increasingly becoming real life as we see multiple mass shooters with memes written on their bullets, as we see all of this seeping into real life from Twitter. And Trump is contributing to that. The president of the United States is posting AI slop without clarifying that it's AI slop. Take a listen to this.
Sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore.
That is not Chuck Schumer saying that. That is a fake AI video. I'm not even going to play the rest of this. I'm not going to give any airtime to this. But let's go back to this article. Read that again. The president of the United States, who has better access to intelligence than anyone on earth, access to the best intelligence, theoretically, is deploying military forces based on what he saw on TV. But this is where it gets worse. As for what he was watching on television, it didn't take long to figure out what he likely saw. As you can see here, Fox News was airing footage of Portland, but here's the catch. Fox News spent all of Friday showing five-year-old B-roll of protests in 2020. Trump got tricked by five-year-old footage and is now deploying the military. This says, so what has Trump seen? Given his tendency to stay on Fox News, we can make some educated guesses. Trump made his pledge to send troops to Portland on Saturday morning. On Friday, Fox News had several segments in which purported violence in the city was shown. One featured Trisha McLaughlin, a Homeland Security official who often appears on cable shows. As she was discussing an executive order Trump signed, the channel showed B-roll of events in Portland. You will notice, though, that the footage was not timestamped for any date in September. Instead, they showed an encounter apparently involving tear gas that occurred back in June. Footage from protests in July of 2020. In the next hour, they ran the same playbook. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich was on, talking about how dangerous the left was next to footage of Portland violence. But this Portland violence was from 2020. It's insane. If this is what Trump was seeing, one can see how he might have been confused about the timeline. If he wasn't wearing glasses, it's sometimes hard to see the timestamp hidden up there. There's one more. Dan Frumkin at Press Watch notes that it probably just wasn't the Friday coverage that caused Trump to do this, because Fox News has been playing similar B-roll clips for weeks now. B-roll clips are just random clips that you throw up on screen that don't really always fit what you're saying. It can be just a random clip. And yet, ever since Trump watched a September 4th segment on Fox News' Bret Baier, he's been spouting outrageous fever dreams about Portland. It's absolutely insane that the president of the United States is not going based off of press briefings. There are even reports that he doesn't do press briefings. There are reports that Tulsi Gabbard was going to start formatting them like Fox News segments so that Donald Trump would actually pay attention and be able to digest the correct information. So Donald Trump isn't taking in presidential memos or briefings about any of these things. He isn't taking briefings about Epstein. He isn't taking briefings about what's going on abroad in Russia or in cities. He is literally just winging it, and we see that manifest on a daily basis. And really quickly, I was booking a flight the other day, and when I thought I found a decent deal, I opened a new browser, connected through Surfshark, and I realized that if I set my location to another country, the same flight was hundreds of dollars cheaper. It's like the internet was trying to hustle me and Surfshark just saved me. And that's one of the reasons I use a VPN. It's not just about security, though logging into Wi-Fi at an airport or a hotel or a cafe is pretty sketchy and it does help you. VPNs also give you the freedom to either watch shows that aren't available in your country, to get prices that aren't available in your location, and overall just give you a safer, better internet experience. Surfshark makes it easy. One account covers all of your devices. I've got it on my phone. I've got it on my TV, my laptop, which means no matter where I am, I'm able to use it. If you want to try it, then I have a good offer. Go to surfshark.com/Mockler and enter promo code Mockler to get 4 months for free. It's the top link in the description below, or just go to surfshark.com/Mockler and use code Mockler. Thank you to you all, and thank you to Surfshark.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.